Oh, praise the Lord in Jesus' name. And the waves have to be still. In Jesus' name, praise God. Even in the furnace, it can't touch. In Jesus' name, praise God, the mouth of the lion is shut. Oh, in Jesus' name, praise God, we enter in, hallelujah, in thanksgiving, rejoicing into the presence of the throne room of God. And Lord, thank you. You brought us here today. And Lord, this is your desire. It's your doing. And God, thank you for your calling. And Lord, we're here. Lord, help us to attend the ear. Lord, you perform. You accomplish. And you've promised to do it. And in that, we settle in and say, thank you, Jesus. We believe. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Nehemiah, in chapter 1, in verse 5, it says, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God. That means he's just amazingly, completely awe. He's amazing. And this God keepeth covenant. And this God keepeth mercy for them and with them that love him and observe his commandments. The Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. By the grace of God in Jesus' name, may this just saturate our hearts right now. I mean, saturate our hearts. This profound and deep, praise God, love meaning, and it is a love meaning, and specifically to us in the time of our covenant. And yes, we do have a covenant that's upon us right now, the bridal covenant. And I thank the Lord for it, and in that, knowing and in that assurance of what he has called us for and the hope of his calling that he has for us to take. He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant. And that means a binding agreement. It's binding. It cannot be broken. It's an unbreakable promise. And he keeps mercy to back it up. 24/7, praise be to God. I just been rejoicing how the Lord brings these two things together. He has this binding, unbreakable promise. And then he keeps mercy, praise God, to keep it and assure it. Isn't that marvelous? Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, really get this. He is giving us the exact extreme opposite of what we deserve. Also, this abides an everlasting covenant. Because he is the God of all mercy. He's the God of all grace. And his mercy endureth forever. Ever and ever and ever and ever. It will never cease, praise God, in giving us the exact extreme opposite of what we deserve. Also, this covenant is everlasting. And who is it with? Them that love him. Them that love him. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. This love, in the Hebrew, it's called ahav. And I'll tell you what. The meaning is endless. And the meaning of love in the Hebrew is as deep as you'll let love go in your life. And that's the truth. Now, as the word was spoken to me in this, and the Lord just thrilled my heart that he keeps covenant with me and he keepeth mercy with me because he's caused me to love him. And I do. I love his word. I thank God for his word because I know his word is not against me. It's for me. See, if he be for me, who could be against me? Who is he? He's the word. So the word's for me. Amen? It is. Praise God. The word has the best intention. Matter of fact, shared glory with Jesus Christ intention for me. That's how much that word is for you. And it will perform. It will perform it. Let's read about how much it'll perform it. Because as the Spirit, I was on my camel, see, and still am, thanks be to God. And the Spirit was talking to me about this precious encouragement, about this covenant he keeps with me and this mercy that he keeps with me. He says, hey, I got something else for you that I want to give you from Jesus to assure you in this covenant and how much mercy he has for you. And over in Isaiah 55:11. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And that word prosper means it will be successful. It will accomplish in the thing that I've sent it, because I'm going to be pleased, because I'm God. And it's for the good pleasure of my will. I'm going to have my ecstasy. I love him. That's a God I want to know. Then he said, oh, I got one more for you, honey. Philippians 1:6. Oh, Philippians 1:6. Jesus, just saturate us with this. Being confident. Not doubting. Being confident. Not getting confident, but being confident. That means right now, of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work. Yes, a good work. The excellent thing in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He'll perform it, accomplish it, complete it, and perfect it. Now I'm going to ask you something. How sure is God to do this in you? He's completely sure, isn't he? Praise God. I love it. Don't be shy. That really was just, in a sense, a rhetorical question. How sure is God to do this in you? Did he say, I might? Did he even say, I can? I believe he said, I will. Did you hear him say, I will? Did you hear him say that? Do you believe him? Are you confident? Are you confident? Oh, I'm thankful to be around some confident in Christ people. A lot of people I don't want to be around. Them I want to be around. Now I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, and I've been saying this for some time. It's not, will you marry me? I heard that one time when I was 17. But I'll tell you what, I'm really getting it now, and I'm beginning to really understand. I didn't hear him perfectly even back then, but I heard enough. You will marry me. I think my body just got set on fire. Oh my! You will marry me. You will be my wife. I will perform it in the thing which I have sent it. In my goofy little life, of all of the little romantic things. And there was my dad. And if you knew my dad, that and romance, you'd never put together. But my mom knew him. Oh, yes, she did. And I always remember my dad would tell me, but especially mom, the first time your dad or daddy ever saw me, he said, that's the girl I'm going to marry. Very first time. He just had got out of his service in World War II. And he was down here on Broadway, and there was a little soda fountain. Was that Woolworth Drug? I don't remember. Paul probably would remember somebody. But she was the soda jerk, is what they called that down there, pouring sodas. And he walked in there, and he saw her. And he told his friend right at that moment, that's the girl I'm going to marry. Now, it didn't matter. He was going to have her. And I'm going to tell you something. I guess the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. I was at a church camp and I was 15 years old. I had other plans. But it was the first time I saw Polly. And first time I saw her. And I'm not making this up. I saw light upon her and I said, that's the girl I'm going to marry. Now I'm going to tell you something. She didn't like me very much. And that is an understatement. But I told her very assuredly, you just don't realize it yet, but you are in love with me. Now you'd say, now that is confidence. And I'm here to tell you today, as sweet as that is and as funny as that is, that's the reality of our God. He said he will. Do you believe his word? I will marry you. And we've turned away, huh? Walked away. Told him, no, not right now. But he's always there saying, oh, honey, you just don't realize it yet. You're in love with me. You just don't know it yet. Because he's so long-suffering. I almost can't get through this without crying as he gave me these words. He's so in love with us. He's patient. And the beautiful thing about our God is he's patient to teach us to love him. He teaches us to love him. And to love him with the love wherewith he loves us. That's the only love he wants, is his love. And he teaches us in that. And that's the truth, and we all know it. Because he teaches us to love him by loving us. He does. He teaches you to love him by loving us. He just does. He loved us at first sight, and he did. He did. He couldn't and never has taken his eye off you. He can't help it. Think about how the Word of God expresses it so many different ways. We went through many of the Bible stories yesterday just in that little service. But one of the sweetest things to me is in the Song of Solomon where it's talking about that Shulamite. And he has to tell her, honey, you have to turn away. Just one glance of you just sends me into orbit. I have to look at you through the lattice. I'm just kind of peeking because if I got a full glance at you, I couldn't contain it. I mean, that's how he describes you. And every one of us know that. You know that feeling. You know that those moments. We all grew up, we're all human. That love that just kind of strikes so purely, romantically, you'd say like a kid, whatever. Song of Solomon calls him a young roe, like a young buck. And even though he's the ancient, he's got a heart so passionate like a teenager, you can't even imagine. Now, he's a patient God, but yet we get so distracted. And we have to be honest because we look at everything else and he woos us, but our attention span is short. We get distracted, but he's a patient lover of our soul. I love the way that he abides faithful. He never changes. His word is always the same. His word will always encourage, and his word, praise God, will always speak to you in new light. It's the same light, but it's always light upon light. I don't know exactly how it happens, but that's the word of God. There's nothing like it. He doesn't leave or stray from his purpose. As we started, he said it's his covenant. It's his promise of mercy. And he's going to have Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's going to have that. He's going to have it. You're his inheritance. Praise God. Now, I learned a lot of the love of Jesus through my mom and dad. And I thank the Lord thinking about this. I learned that love of Jesus and how they loved me. And they taught me to love by loving me. They did. the love that they showed me, the love that they spoke to me in, the love that they instructed me in, the love that they cared for me in. And it's the same way with our Lord. He teaches us love by showing us love. You know God cares for you fully because he gave you his son. Amen. And he speaks to you if you'll just listen to him, but he speaks to you here. And through this word, he'll speak to you in prayer. And I'm not saying it's always going to be exactly word for word in Scripture. Don't get me wrong. Most of the time, I can't remember here or here. I'm a little slow. Many of those verses. But I'll tell you one thing. I know I'm here. I really do. Because he wanted me to know him. And I do know him. Because he told me I can. He told me more than anything, I want you to know me. I want you to know me in every depth. I want you to know my love for you. And I've shown you. I finished it for you to have. Now I want you to grow in it. Amen. Giving you that power of my might that raised me. See, he gave us that same power. Because you need power to understand the love of Christ. You need power for faith. You know that? You can't just believe these things on your own. It can't happen that way. You can't just read this and say, okay, I get it. It has to be the Spirit that does it. Yeah. And that Spirit, praise God, is willing. I understand my flesh is weak. So get over that. Just understand it. And God's got it. And I say, praise God for the Spirit you gave me that's willing. And thank you for the Holy Ghost, praise God, that causes that Spirit of Christ in me to be quickened. Amen? So, I've learned from him, praise God, this wonderful love because he's shown me. But see, he's after more than the love of a parent, isn't he? Amen. Just like yesterday, expressing to him, God wants to take you way past salvation. The Word of God even says, leaving those principles, that foundation. Now go on. Praise God. Go on. That foundation's laid. It's assured. Now, praise God. By the Holy Ghost and through the Holy Ghost, I've sent you the master builder. You know who the master builder is? The Apostle Paul. Isn't that something? The chief of sinner. The guy who knows mercy and grace more than anybody. And that's the master builder. Because he knows mercy and grace. Because you can't build anything without grace. Everything you'll build upon on that foundation. And by the way, that foundation is grace. And you want to build upon that, it's going to be more grace. And then it becomes the masterpiece of grace. Praise God. Fully built. Hallelujah. Completely complete, performed, accomplished, just like we read. I will. I will. But see, he wants that masterpiece, which is more love than a parent. He wants us to fall in love with him. Yes, he does. He wants us to fall in love with him. If you really receive the word of God, we know that this is one love story after another love story after another love story to prove the one love story. He is in love with you. He saw us before the world began in love. We stood before him in that, in Christ. He saw this beautiful masterpiece of his son. Amen. The rib portion that would come out of the body of Christ, which is Christ himself. He saw that bride that would be given back to him for himself. He would present it to himself. Isn't that beautiful? Here she is. Hallelujah. I believe it. Because the word does this. And this word will perform this. There's no offshoots of it. You receive this word. You believe this word. He'll perform it. And I'll perform it to what? To the thing which I've sent it. It's that specific. See, he foreknew your life, didn't he? He foreknew you. He foreknew you'd be sitting here today nodding your head. Yes, yes. Amen. You do this, hearing this, and this, hearing this. Nope. It was just something you passed through. Isn't that something? I will perform it. And I love that I received the faith to believe it. But praise be to God, I got a God that said, I will marry you. So what am I supposed to do? Thank you. Thank you. I'll be stunned for eternity to come. But thank you. Huh? Come on. It's all right to be confident in Him. I'm not confident in me, but I'll tell you what, it's His choice. I will have grace upon whom I'll have grace. Are you thankful that He's having this grace upon you? I mean, are you really thankful? There isn't anything to compare with this, is there? This grace, this truth, do you believe the Word of God? Don't doubt it. If this is some new ground in the promised land you're walking through, praise be to God. Just say thank you. Don't kick yourself and say, oh, I should have been here a long time ago. This is so amazing. Just thank Him that you're here. Just thank Him that you're here. You don't need to compare yourself with somebody else. Well, man, I wish I would have got it all that time. Just thank God you get it today. And that's the truth. Thank you, Lord. This little light of mine, let it shine. Amen. Now, this is what's so wonderful. He wants us to fall in love with Him. And so what He does is He speaks to us from the most intimate place of His heart. Yes, He does. And that is what the Holy Ghost speaks through the Apostle Paul. His gospel is the intimate part of the heart of Christ. You know that. The Apostle Paul brought the intimacy of the heart of Jesus Christ. Brought the heart that's after you, the bride for Him. Amen. That's the message. Think of all these different messages that were at the well and all these different things. But there was a specific message at the well that Rebecca came to. Amen, it was, wasn't it? You think of those, all of those different meetings, that woman at the well and all these different. But Rebecca speaks of something very, very, very precious. And you're at that meeting. You're that Esther that's right at that point. Your whole life, this incredible miracle that the world would call it disaster, but God says it's absolutely before ordained good works that you're going to get right there. And here He's come to you and He said, it's all yours. Just like Rebecca at that well, that servant came and said, my master wants to marry you. Amen. That exact, that precise. So that is what the Holy Ghost speaks to us through the Apostle Paul. And this is the intimate chamber, the inner chamber. And I'll say it like this. It's the bedroom chamber of the heart of our Lord. And I thank God. I know everybody got quiet there. You're blushing. Oh, does He have to say stuff like that? You know, I don't mean this. Can you have a romantic heart for Jesus? Can you receive the things that He says and I mean, have you read through Ruth lately? I'm glad some are blushing. That's good. I'm sure Ruth was thankful she didn't tell Naomi, well, I can't do that. No lady would go in there and do that. You better be like Tamar or Tamar. Hey, this looks really bad, but I don't care. That promise is mine. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm getting it. Amen. Now, I think he settled that now. There's a place in our hearts for parents and friends and siblings. But the place for the spouse, it can only be one. Just one. All right? And that's why he desires, the Word of God tells us, the goodly pearl. It's not the goodly pearls, it's the goodly pearl. That vessel is the vessel for the master's use. It's singular. There's only one. The Word of God tells us so sweetly in many of the stories, it says, his love for her exceeded all the other women. Amen? Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. Praise God. I love how it says she is the choice one of her mother. And then finally, thinking about back at Rebecca, there can only be one Rebecca. Isaac never married another. There could only be one. It's her. All right. My heart will share something with you that it had to get over. I had to get over it. That sure, there could have been a lot of other virgins, but yet he chose you. You'll never really be able to adequately explain that. Because it's in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us. You can tell him, I don't know why or what you see in me. Maybe I've been the only one that has said that before. You can tell him, I've said this one, I'm no good. But he says the same thing every time. Honey, I ain't changing my mind. I'm not changing my mind. And so it gets back to, why don't you just say thank you? I love you. I just love you. So finally, we'll close with this. Getting back. I love you too, sweetheart. But getting back to the thought of my dad. And this was very sweet to my heart. Of all the girls that he could have fallen in love with, that was the craziest one. I want you to go with this here. Of all the girls, he had to fall in love with the only pastor in Denver that preached the bridal message. And I'm telling you, this is how crazy it was. So crazy, she was just a one of a kind. But then my dad was so opposite. My dad wasn't even saved. The moment that he saw her, he did not know Christ as his Savior when he said, I'm going to marry her. So to have her, he was going to have to completely change and completely transform. Completely change and completely transform. And love did that. Amen. And love did that. And he had her. And you know, that's the same thing for our Lord, isn't it? He had to completely change and completely transform. And love did that. He had to come off that throne. He had to be made one of us. He had to be made sin. And on that cross, he finished it. And on that cross, praise God, I know I can hear him say, oh, honey, you just don't know it yet, but you're in love with me. I'm going to have you as my wife. It's all right. We can worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and worship the Lord together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your God. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Jesus, how amazing is your love. And Lord, truly, we do hear you today. We hear you. We hear him. The ear to our hearts, we hear you say, I will. I will. I will. Lord, thank you that you will. Thank you, God. Lord, and I do, I believe the will of God. I believe it. Lord, we know the will of God. We know the will of God in Paul's gospel. And that will, praise God, is that you will perform. You will have us. You will marry us. Lord, thank you. Thank you. And God, keep us on. Keep us on pressing. Lord, thank you, God, that this race, it's not finished yet. And Lord, as the word says, that I may apprehend. Yes, I believe it. I believe it. Because you said, I will. Lord, let us rest today. Let us rest. God, you give us this feast. You give us the feast of your love. That strong meat of your love. And Lord, let us feast. Yes, we rejoice. But Lord God, let us rest. The bride rests. That New Jerusalem is a double peace. She gives you peace. You trust in her. You trust in her. That heart of the husband trusts in her. Lord, thank you. I do. I can testify of you. We can testify of your faithfulness. God, we profess the name of our bridegroom, Jesus. Lord, that truly in ages past, praise God, he saw us in love. And Lord, praise God, the cry in heaven, I will perform it. I will accomplish it. Oh God, and we sing that back to you. Hallelujah, we are the vessels of your mercy. We are the proof, praise God, of your accomplished desire. The heart of God. Yay and amen. I will perform it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we do, we do, we do believe. And Lord God, we say thank you. And Lord, till you come, let us rejoice even the more till we see your blessed face. In Jesus' name, amen.